back to Believers Academy. This is the Holy Spirit series, and my name is Barbara. This lesson is how the Holy Spirit works, and with this study, we'll see how God works for our good. We'll go over 3 points. 1, Jesus and the Holy Spirit. 2, what the Holy Spirit will do for the believer. And 3, be filled with the Holy Spirit. At any time during the teaching, you can pause or go back over a point again. You'll want a pen and paper to take notes. Also, located below this video are some study aids, including a quick study guide for your benefit. Remember that the Holy Spirit is God and has the same attributes that the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ have. He is the one who does the work of God. Ready to begin? Okay, let's get going. The first thing we want to study is the relationship of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Even though the Holy Spirit has always existed and was moving throughout the earth, He did not inhabit men and women before Jesus came. In Judges 14:6, we read that the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon Samson, and he was able to accomplish superhuman exploits. Other people like King David and the prophet Daniel experienced the presence and power of God for a short time, but the Spirit of God did not live within them. Jesus was the first person that the Holy Spirit lived in. Let's read Luke's account in chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. One day when the crowds were being baptized, Jesus himself was baptized. As he was praying, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit in bodily form descended on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "You are my dearly beloved Son. You bring me great joy." Jesus used the power of the Holy Spirit to help people. Food was multiplied, storms were stopped, the deaf and dumb were healed, the paralytic and crippled were free. Even the dead were raised through the power of the Holy Spirit working through Jesus. Jesus constantly lived and operated in the complete power of God. Acts 10:38 says, "And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." In John 16:5 through 15, Jesus surprised the disciples by saying he was going away and he was sending someone to be with them. How could that be possible? They had grown to depend on Jesus for leadership and even for the things of life, such as food and shelter. Jesus took care of them. Who would he send that could compare to him? Yet Jesus did go away. He was crucified on the cross and his body buried in a tomb. But he didn't stay dead. Jesus was the firstborn from the dead. The Holy Spirit went into hell, gave life to Jesus, and raised him from the dead. At that time, the new agreement that makes possible our new life in Christ came into effect. Jesus kept his word. John 15:26 says, "But I will send you the advocate, the comforter, encourager, or counselor, paraclete, the Spirit of truth. He will come to you from the Father and will testify all about me." Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, so it's now possible for believers, that's you and me, to operate in the same power Jesus had. Now let's switch gears and study what the Holy Spirit will do for the believer. Well, as soon as Jesus was raised from the dead, he gave the disciples the same power, the same Holy Spirit he had. John 20:21 and 22 says, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Jesus had promised in John 14:12 that anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works, because I'm going to be with the Father. Isn't it great? The Holy Spirit doesn't stay inside a temple in the earth. You are the temple of the living God. The Holy Spirit lives in you. He intermingles and becomes one with you by faith. Look at Luke 11:13. "So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" When you receive the Holy Spirit, His power is in you. Look at Ephesians 3:20. "Now all glory to God, who is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think." Realize and stay aware of who you have living on the inside of you. He is the creator of the universe. He's supreme. There's none greater or higher. He dwells in you and is God to you. He's as close as your breath. And he gives you everything you need. Philippians 4:19 says, "And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus." You see, the Holy Spirit is your protector. He guides you away from trouble. He hides you where no evil can come near you. Psalm 91:7 says, "Though 1,000 may fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you." The Holy Spirit also provides for you. He prepares a table before you. He fills your home, your cabinets, and your refrigerator with good things. Deuteronomy 28:3 through 6 says, "Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and breadboards will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed." He blesses you. Also, the Holy Spirit is your comforter. When death, disaster, or destruction comes, he comforts you, and he reassures you that all things work together for your good. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." In addition, the Holy Spirit patiently teaches you what you need to know. He reveals God's word to you so you can understand what the will of God is and how to accomplish it in your life. He goes before you and behind you, and according to Hebrews 13:5, he never leaves you nor forsakes you. All the Father has belongs to Jesus. You receive these treasures by faith. You are in unity with Christ, and Christ with you. It's a spiritual truth, and you can understand it and receive it by faith because it's revealed by God's Holy Spirit. All the wisdom God possesses is residing in you right now. As you think about God's word and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal that word in you, his thoughts become your thoughts. All you need is in him. 2 Peter 1, 2-4 says, "May God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Finally, God is giving you a gift. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit by faith. When a man submits everything to God and is willing to put his heart and mind on the things of God, he becomes supercharged with power. The Holy Spirit becomes your guide and helps you see and know things from God's perspective. Well, Acts 1:8 says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Well, how do we get this power? How do you get filled with the Holy Spirit? Well, it's really simple. If you're a believer, just ask the Heavenly Father in Jesus' name to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Then, believe that you receive this gift. Thank God out loud for the gift of the Holy Spirit and believe in your heart that God has given him to you to fill you with power, his power. Receive the Spirit of God, the greatness of God, and you will have his power working with you. Look to God. In Hebrew, his name is El Shaddai. El means the Supreme One. Shaddai means everything you need. Everything you need in him. He is almighty. He's God. It's so important to read and study the Word of God to find out more about this gift of the Holy Spirit. God's Word brings life to your insides, your mind, will, and emotions, and opens you to receive God's Holy Spirit, His wisdom and power. God is always with you by the Holy Spirit. He doesn't force you to think a certain way, talk a certain way, or act a certain way. You're free. God doesn't control you. He lets you live your life as you will. He doesn't even stop you when you're wrong. You're free to be wrong. But when you call upon Him, He's right there to direct you to good decisions, good thinking, and speaking, and a good life. We've come to the end of lesson 2. Isn't it great? We've covered the relationship of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit will do for the believer, and how to receive the Holy Spirit. In the final lesson on the Holy Spirit, we want to talk about getting everything God is giving and how to know the mysteries of God. Please join us. Until then, here are some things for you to do. List some of the responsibilities of the Holy Spirit. Identify some ways the Holy Spirit helps you. And then write a prayer you can pray to ask the Father to fill you with the Holy Spirit and power. We look forward to being with you again. Let's get together again soon. Oh yes, download the study aids and remember, Jesus is Lord.